Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning, the 7th of May. Despite odds of 150-1, glory awaits. Trained at Hambleton near Thirsk by Kevin Ryan and ridden by Jamie Spencer, ran an absolute blinder to be second in last Saturday's first classic of the season, the Kipco 2000 Guineas at Newmarket. Dawn Approach, trained in Ireland by Jim Bolger and ridden by his son-in-law Kevin Manning, was the very impressive winner, returned at the 11-8 favourite and will now be aimed at next month's Investec Derby at Epsom. Garswood, trained at Malton by Richard Fahey and partnered by Tony Hamilton, was a highly creditable 7th in the Classic, overcoming a slow start. On the same card, Midland trainer Mark Johnston and jockey Joe Fanning enjoyed a notable winning double courtesy of Universal in the Group 2 Jockey Club Stakes and Windhoek in the listed Newmarket Stakes. Windhoek will probably be aimed at the Derby. On Sunday, the champion jockey Richard Hughes landed his first British Classic when Sky Lantern took the Kipco 1000 Guineas. The filly is trained at Marlborough by his father-in-law, Richard Hannon. Now let's look at some of the local action this coming week, starting with this evening's meeting at Catterick, which starts at 6:10. Recent Thirsk winner Snow Bay can follow up in the feature race at 7:10, a £10,000 handicap contest over 7 furlongs. Golden Jess, a 3 times winning hurdler, is my selection in the handicap race for stayers over 2 miles at 7:40. And recent course and distance winner Mr. Mojo can take the final race at 8:40, a sprint handicap over 5 furlongs. The 3-day May meeting at Chester starts tomorrow, Wednesday, with the Chester Cup featured on the opening day. Malton trainer John Quinn's top-class dual-purpose horse Countrywide Flame, third in the champion hurdle, is fancied to land the Chester Cup tomorrow. Well, there's a Friday evening fixture at Ripon, Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse, starting at 5:50. The feature race is the SIS International Handicap Stakes at 7:30, in which Awake My Soul, trained by David O'Meara, could play a prominent role. It's Mexican evening at Thirsk on Saturday, with a first race time of 5:45. Flamenco dancers and a selection of Mexican food are part of the evening's theme, while a former Midland trainer is remembered in the Dick Peacock Sprint Handicap Stakes over 5 furlongs, complemented by the GT Group Handicap Stakes over 1.5 miles. Next Monday, the 13th of May, there's racing at Doncaster, a 7-race card on Tanmore, set to begin at 2:10. While mentioning Doncaster, we should congratulate the course's managing director Mark Spencer and his team for winning the Betview Racecourse of the Year award at a ceremony last week in London. Well, I must end with the sad news that yesterday, Monday, Britain's oldest and surely most respected trainer, Reg Hollinshead, passed away at the age of 89. Reg started the careers of many top-class jockeys, such as Kevin Darley and Walter Swinburne. We still have the Bluff Cove Handicap Stakes at Pontefract's final meeting of the season in October. Bluff Cove won 5 stayers races at Pontefract and was a great credit to his trainer, who will be sadly missed.